The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey there, it's Rick Probst. Welcome to another Faith Talk today and another phenomenal weekend. And what a guest we have this weekend. We've talked to this gentleman many times and he always brings it. Pastor Alan Jackson of Alan Jackson Ministries. You hear that here at Faith Talk Atlanta. He's also the lead pastor of World Outreach Church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. They've got a conference coming up. It's called the Culture and Christianity Conference, and we're going to talk to him about that. Welcome to the show. All right, there are so many conferences out there, right? Everybody's got a conference. Why this conference, and why now?
Well, thank you for that question. You know, I don't think anybody's surprised. We're living through a time of tremendous turmoil and confusion, and I think that is true within the church, within the body of Christ. And there's a tremendous reluctance to talk about what is happening in our culture. You know, some say it's political, and I've got no interest in being political. I'm not advocating for parties. But I think the church has to engage culture. So I invited some of my friends that have been willing to speak into this topic, and we want to try to get some clarity on what's happening in our world from the standpoint of a biblical worldview. But then we want to talk about how our faith makes a difference in that. What we hope is different with this conference is we're not just going to try to identify some of the cultural challenges that we have. We want to try to explain that there are things we can do as people of faith that will truly make a difference to secure the future for our children and our grandchildren.
Love that. Pastor Alan Jackson with us. We're talking about the Culture and Christianity Conference coming up April the 26th and 27th. In a few, we'll give you a website or two where you can check it out. You can go yourself. It's going to be there in Murfreesboro. And I'm going to read just each name here of the folks, some of the folks that are going to speak. If you will, just let us in on what they're bringing to the table, like Eric Metaxas.
Well, you know, Eric is, we haven't been able to get Eric out of New York City. He just seems to think he needs to stay in that place. So, but as a, you know, as an author and a commentator on our culture and somebody who's out front with his faith, I think he brings a very unique perspective to what's happening in our nation and beyond. He has a historical awareness from what he's done with Bonhoeffer and so many other people that he's written about. His latest book, you know, The Letter to the American Church, is a powerful message to the contemporary church. And he's using history to help inform us for our responses. And so I think he has a great deal to contribute to what's happening right now around us.
Pastor Alan Jackson with us. We're talking about the Culture and Christianity Conference, the 26th. And 27th. How about Kirk Cameron? He makes coffee nervous. He's very exciting, very challenging, and just a great speaker, really a communicator. What's he going to bring to the conference?
Well, you're right. Kirk is such a talented communicator, and he is one of those Hollywood elites, but he stands up for faith and a biblical worldview. And I mean, he does it in the most practical ways. He's been standing in school libraries across our country saying, "Stop sexualizing our young children." And he's had the courage and the boldness to take the heat that comes from that while most of the rest of the communities have been quiet. So I appreciate that his faith isn't just theoretical and talking about what's going to happen when he goes to heaven. He's engaged in our culture and has used his platform that came from his status in Hollywood for those of us who are Christ followers. And in my world, that makes him a hero.
We're talking about the Culture and Christianity Conference coming up April the 26th and 27th. Just to name a few, Eric Metaxas, Kirk Cameron, Kaylee McEnany, also Brandon Tatum and Allie B. Stuckey. What about Kaylee? What is she bringing to the table?
You know, Kaylee has had a large platform from, you know, her work in the White House to what she has done on national news networks. But in all of that, she has not hidden her faith. And, you know, we live in a season where in the corporate setting or the academic setting or the medical community, you're not supposed to lead with your faith. Which is just absurd to me that we've accepted those constraints. And Kaylee has not accepted that. She doesn't demand that you agree with her, but her faith is a part of her story. And so I'm impressed with her courage and the fact that it hasn't dampened her career or the opportunities for her life. And I think that's a message that we need to hear.
Love that. Brandon Tatum.
Brandon's a friend. You know, he and I went to Israel together last summer. and had a wonderful time exploring the land of Israel and seeing what God had done there. But Brandon has a remarkable courage to tell the truth, you know, to a generation of people, and I'm grateful for that. We live in a time where, in the church at least, we want to talk about the truth from 2,000 years ago, but we don't want to talk about the truth's impact today. And Brandon is not afraid. And I'm delighted to stand next to anyone who will embrace a biblical worldview and has the courage to walk that forward. And Brandon is certainly one of those men among us.
Also on the list, Allie B. Stuckey. What is she bringing?
Well, Allie likes to stir the pot. You know, one of the things we did in putting this group together is we hope that they have a message that will resonate with people who are younger than I am. A lot of them have used podcast and social media as how they've established their platform. They haven't done it through some traditional broadcast mediums. I mean, there's some exceptions to that. And we wanted to have a message so that a group of people younger than I am, and that's a pretty broad group these days, understand that a biblical worldview is relevant for what's happening in us, that we don't need to be ashamed of our faith or embarrassed by it. And I think Allie Stuckey picks that up beautifully in defending the rights of our children, and standing up for families and a role of women. She's certainly not a weak person, but I think she's a voice for women from a biblical worldview that needs to be heard right now.
Pastor Alan Jackson with us. He is the host of Alan Jackson Ministries and also the lead pastor at World Outreach Church. The Culture and Christianity Conference coming up April the 26th and 27th. All right, what about this guy? Pastor Alan Jackson, what is he bringing to this conference?
Well, I'm going to bring a love for Jesus and encourage everybody that's there to cultivate one in their heart that is irrepressible so that we don't hide our faith anymore, but we lead with our faith. I've had enough of a church that worries more about what the ungodly think about them than they're concerned with God's people leading holy, righteous, and pure lives. If we don't come back to the roots of our faith and decide we will lead with that in our homes, with our friends, at the ball fields, wherever we go, we're going to lose our liberty and freedom, and the church is supposed to be salt and light. So I'm privileged to be able to give that message wherever the Lord gives me the opportunity.
Pastor, what are you excited about in this conference? You're going to be sitting in a seat, and you're going to be hearing all the speakers, and of course you're going to be a part of it. But what's a win for you at the end of this conference?
That's a really good question. You know, I think our objective was to do something beyond just a traditional worship service and gather some people who are voices. And that part is really not uncommon. Those conferences take place across our country. But what is a little less typical is being very clear about how our faith presents us with something that we can do. I think often we're filled with despair and anxiety, and that's not my goal. I want everybody that participates in this to go away knowing there's something we can do, and that is powerful and important and will make a difference in what's unfolding around us. We are not powerless. And so I appreciate my friends coming and standing together on this, because I would like to open a window into some responses that I think can have an impact far beyond just this conference.
So many conferences going on, right? The average person, the average leader sees them online, on television, everywhere. What's different about this conference? And we're excited about talking about it, and we want you to be a part of it. If you're a pastor, check it out. Go. If you're a leader, church leader, or tell your pastor, give them the information. You can go to alanjackson.com, and you can also go to leadwithfaith.church and find out more. Of course, we're talking about the Culture and Christianity Conference coming up April the 26th and 27th. Forgive me, Pastor. Is this the first year of the Culture and Christianity Conference?
This is, and I like your optimism. There'll be a second and a third.
Well, that's what...
No, actually, we're already in some discussions about some other versions of this, but it is the first time we've done it, and it's going to sell out, so if it's somebody that's listening and they're interested, I would go ahead and respond. Don't be one of those people that's going to wait till the day before, because I'm afraid those opportunities will close, and I don't want you to miss out if it's something that's in your heart.
And let me ask you this, and after all is said and done, will folks be able to view the conference, let's say on YouTube or on your website, or is there anything like that going to be available?
We're not going to live stream it, because we want to give everybody the opportunity to speak pretty candidly, and sometimes live stream opens the windows a bit wide. But we will make the content available in a variety of ways after the event. You know, with technology and all, and we like everything on our own time, on our own schedule, we don't want to be bound to a broadcast schedule. I want to watch it on my portable device wherever and whenever. And yet, biblically, we have this notion where we're told to present ourselves to the Lord. Now, I wouldn't presume to suggest there's something holy about our location or our conference, but the habit of making the effort of traveling and being with God's people and asking for His direction, I think, is an important part of our spiritual formation, and every generation has to learn that. So in just a small way, we're trying to invite people towards that.
Love that. It is the Culture and Christianity Conference, April the 26th and 27th. It will not be streamed. So go to alanjackson.com or leadwithfaith.church and get your place. It's going to be amazing. Eric Metaxas, Kirk Cameron, Brandon Tatum, Allie B. Stuckey, so many. The list goes on. In fact, you can go also to wochurch.org, and there is a page there where you can see all the folks that are going to be there. All right. The rest of here we are, what, in the spring of 2024. What is Pastor Alan Jackson cooking up for the rest of 2024 after this conference, of course?
Well, first of all, I'm cooking everything with a lot of thanksgiving because it was 4 years ago right now we were sheltered in place. Go home for 2 weeks and flatten the curve. They lied to us. And all those same forces that did that have more power now than they had then. So I think it's essential that those of us that imagine ourselves to be people of faith, that we're investing time in the Word of God, that we're building community with like-minded people around us, and that we're taking those messages into the lives of our children and our schools and our communities. You know, the concept around us isn't difficult. It's a confusing time, but the ideas aren't difficult. We'll stand up for what we believe and be advocates for Jesus in every arena where God gives us influence, or we will lose the influence. The future is not going to be like the past. Tremendous change has been unleashed. I believe it can be for the better, but it'll only be better if those of us who are people of faith respond to it and look for those opportunities and cooperate with the Lord. So it's an exciting year to me. You know, I know there's election fatigue, but that's the reality. We get to choose our leaders, and we don't always like the elements around that. Be engaged, know what it means, make a choice, use your voice, and let's make a difference for Jesus this year.
Thank you so much, Pastor Alan Jackson. Hey, you can listen to this interview again by going to faithtalkatlanta.com. We have a Faith Talk Today podcast. You can listen to this one and so many more that we have in the library, and every single one is off the chain. Hope you've enjoyed this weekend. Have a great week. Until next weekend on Faith Talk Today, I'm Rick Probst. See ya.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.